Tonight on anybody with a new church. And that's the title. I don't have a certain scripture. There's a bunch of scriptures. I just want to bring a thought. Anybody with a new church. I love, we all do, new things. New things. Don't you? I love new things. Somebody told me the other day, they said, I'm going to get me a new dress to wear Sunday. I want to wear a new dress. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as I ain't paying for it, get all the new dresses you want to. If I was paying for it, it'd be wrong. But you're going to have to watch me now, brother. Yeah, we got a ring on this monitor, on this one right here. You have to just watch me. Don't write. Don't talk. And I would like to have something new once in a while. I mean, everybody likes a new suit of clothes or a new... My office in here, my sister got me that desk. She works at Ethan Allen. She's a plant nurse at Ethan Allen in Oldport. And she got me that desk in there, and boy, I love it. I ain't never had a desk that nice. And Todd and Carrie gave me the wood that went in there on the floor. And when I walk in there, I got the leather furniture at Sam's. And there's nothing to me that smells any better than leather. You ever been in a leather car? When I leave my car locked up for a week and I'm gone off somewhere and then I get back in it, man, if you could invent something that'd make an old car smell like a new car leather, you could get rich. They can't make it. There's just something about that new. You can smell this new fabric on these chairs and this wood when it was fresh and this stain and stuff on this stuff. Everybody likes something new. And I love the new building. I'm just thrilled. Everybody told me, they said, Brother Danny, I knew it was going to be nice, but it far exceeds what we thought that it was going to be. We finagled around and got people. I know people all over the country, and a buddy of mine put that tile down back there. He does work for McDonald's all over Charlotte and upstate South Carolina. Didn't charge us a penny for putting all that tile down. And I gave him some, I love offering him a little bit, but wasn't nothing compared to the work that he did. And then all the work here, I can't even start naming names here. All the people that done work here, and we got it done by the grace of God. And I love a new building. I'm enjoying it, but I want to keep it that way. And I want to say a few things that ought to go along. Anybody with a new church, first of all tonight, ought to have a new attitude. I mean, with a new church, we ought to have a new attitude. And some of us could sure use one. Amen? I'm telling you what, brother. If we're going to have a new church, we ought to have a new attitude. Amen? We ought to have a new attitude for our church. This is our church. We ought to, hear that? That's a monitor on this one. If we got a new church, then we ought to appreciate our church. We ought to thank God for it. That's my church. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed. One of our men turned the monitor down on this one. This one right here, the monitor. And listen, the man told me the other day, there's a man sitting in here tonight. I believe he's in here tonight. Saw him a minute ago. Yeah, there he is. And no, that's the wrong one, brother. The monitors are getting louder. That 1, 2, 3, they're getting louder. Turn the monitor down. It'll take us a while to get this figured out. The monitor is getting louder and the house speakers are getting lower. The other way around. Monitor. Man said the other day, I was giving a preacher some chairs. We had some old chairs out there. And I said, you can have some of these chairs. And the preacher was loading them up. And they said something about me. Said somebody said something bad about me. And one of our men said, Mary Bot, say nothing bad about him around me. I said, amen. I said, good. And I feel the same way about y'all. I feel somebody starts saying something about one of our church members, I take up for you. I think you're a traitor if you take sides with the world against your church. You're a Benedict Arnold. You're a backstabbing, draft dodging. I mean, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. The church, the body of Jesus Christ, if you take sides, even in your attitude with this world against your church, you're a traitor. Amen? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Listen, if somebody came to me one time, they said, you need to do something with one of your church members. I started to say, you need to drop dead. Don't you worry about our church members. God will take care of them. Say amen right there. We ought to have a new attitude about our church. Listen, in this room right here, in this room right here, lies the future of some of these boys and girls here tonight. What happens in this room will largely determine who they marry, where they go to college, their kids. Some of them heaven and hell, brother. And I don't, listen, Bible said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We ought to have a new attitude about the church. We ought to have a new attitude about the church. Amen. Turn it down just a hair, Brother Mike. Amen. On the house speakers. Thank you. Listen, we ought to have a new attitude about prayer. I had two preachers call me 2 days ago, two different preachers within a few hours. One of them called me. He said, Brother Danny, he said, my church has brought some awful accusations against me. He said, they're not true. He said, now my wife is about ready to leave me. He said, I'm having to resign my church. And he said, I told my men, he said, these things are not true. Why don't you let me come and defend myself? And they said, the only way we'll do it is we want to do it right there in front of everybody. And I thought, them's a low-down bunch of wicked men. You know, when they do something wrong, they just want to ask God to forgive them. Then they bring accusations against the preacher, and they want to air out all his dirty laundry right in front of the whole congregation. That ain't right. Listen, brother, this ain't courthouse, people. Nobody here on trial. This is a hospital where sinners can come and get help from God. This is where we come and get our soul fed. This is where we're not here to judge each other. And we're not here to set up judge and jury and hang people and crucify them. Brother, we're here to say, dear God, help all of us. We need help. Ladies and gentlemen, with a new anybody with a new church ought to have a new attitude. Ought to have a new attitude. Some of you need to change your attitude toward the church. Some of you need to change your attitude toward prayer. Another preacher called me right after that one. Two in about 2 hours. This other preacher, he said, Brother Danny, he said, please pray for me. He said, I'm just about to lose everything I've got. He said, they're going to foreclose on my house. Y'all remind me when we get back, we're going to take him up an offering. He said, if I don't have $1,000 by the end of June, they're going to kick me out of my house. He's a good man. He loves God. He preaches hard. He loves the Lord. I said, brother, we'll do what we can to help you. I got to thinking about our attitude toward God and toward God's work. He's still God. God's still on the throne. We ought to have a new attitude. But let me say secondly tonight, we ought to have some new respect. We ought to have some new respect. We ought to keep our church. I mean, well, listen, and 3 years from right now, when somebody walks in here, it ought to look just as nice and clean as it does right now. But the only way we can do that is we have a new respect. We ought to have a new respect. Listen, if God's given us something this beautiful, I don't know of a church anywhere, and I'm not bragging on me because I didn't do it. I don't know of a church anywhere in Burke County, in this area, anywhere, that's popped up in 7 years, and God's given them something like this. I don't know, and to God be the glory. I say that with my hand to heaven, to God be the glory. I don't know of one. And listen, if God was good enough to give us this, listen, people, we done come uptown. Somebody come in here and said, Lord, this looks like First Baptist. I said, shut up. Listen, I don't want to be that nice, but I'm going to tell you something, brother. God's been good to us. God's give us new carpet. God's give us chandeliers, real ones. Them ain't ceiling fans like our other ones. God has given us a building with a real ceiling in it. God has given us solid, hard wood oak to stand up here and break my ankles on. God has given us life. God has given us a sound system that cost $10,000 that I'm preaching out of right now. God's been good to us. Well, respect what God's done for us. Which means this. We joke about being redneck. And we joke about being country. And we joke about being the mill. And we are, and thank God I am proud of it. I don't ever want to get above my raising. If there's anything I can't stand, it's somebody from Morgan or Marion that goes and tries to talk like a Yankee. That's just ridiculous. Who are you trying to impress, man? One guy, you know, grew up in Dysartsville, you know. Grew up in Nebo and said, open your Bibles, please. And you know he's faking. Lord have mercy. Y'all just be who you are. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this. On the other hand, and everybody listen. On the other hand, and everybody listen, especially parents and kids. On the other hand, we are redneck, we are comfort. But listen, brother, it wouldn't hurt all of us tonight a little bit to raise a little bit our level of respect for God's house and what God's given us. Amen? It wouldn't hurt us to act like we got a little sense when we come to the house of God. Let me say, first of all, this is not a restaurant. You do not bring food in the house of God. This is not a restaurant. This ain't the movies. You don't bring popcorn and drink. I ain't never seen people bring drinks to church till the last few years. This stuff right here ain't even necessary. Preacher don't need no water till he gets done. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong. And you don't ever need none till it's over. Don't you bring no drinks in here. Don't you bring no food in here. This ain't a restaurant. This ain't the drive-in. This is God's house where we come to worship Him. So y'all don't need to be sitting out here drinking drinks. You crazy? This ain't your living room. You say, well, I'm thirsty. Wait till it's over. There'll be big spots of Pepsi and Coca-Cola. This ain't the place to chew bubble gum. Amen? Don't chew. You ain't supposed to chew chewing gum anyway. It makes your breath stink. It does. Chewing gum tastes good the first 30 seconds, and I spit it out. I hate it. It makes your breath stink. If you would quit eating stinky stuff, your breath wouldn't stink like it does. Don't eat stuff that stinks. I know people eat garlic 3 times a day, and then they come in and say, I got to have some mints. You know, mints don't cover that stuff up. It's like liquor, brother. It comes out your pores, man. Listen, you ain't going to cover it up. Amen? I'm telling you, we ought to have a new respect for the house of God. I've counted at least 6 people, and 5 of them was kids, that got up and walked out in the last 5 minutes. 6 people. There is no way that many people has to get up and walk out of church. Why? We have got to set the gun. I fuss at my kids. Don't my kids ever get up in church. 2 of them's got an excuse now, and that excuse is getting ready to stop. You cannot have church with a continual stream of kids running in and out and in and out. And I'll tell you whose fault it is. It's mamas and daddies. You tell your kid, don't you, if you get up there in church, I'll kill you when it's over. I'll beat you half to death. I'll put the fear of God in them a little bit. So we get up here trying to have invitation. Got 14 kids walking out the door right in the middle of church, brother. We ought to have a new respect for a new building. You say, well, you're making me mad and hurting my feelings. It's because you're guilty. Anybody that's not guilty, it won't bother you a bit. And really, I'm not fussing at nobody. I don't have nobody in mind. I'm just saying, we ought to have a new respect. Amen? We ought to have a new respect for the house of God. Ain't no use y'all getting up and walking in and out during church unless it is an emergency. You say, well, brother, listen, how come the same people have an emergency every Sunday? You need to go to the doctor. You need Flomax or whatever that stuff is. I don't know why, I just thought that come out of the clear blue. Did I say something wrong? Lord, I hope I didn't say what I thought I might have said. Is that what it is? Whatever. You need one of them drugs that'll make you not have to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes. Oh, Lord, I hope that's right. I don't know if it was or not. I see these commercials on Fox News, and that's what I said. Amen. We need a new respect. Amen. Nobody needs to be smoking cigarettes on the church property. Say amen right there. If you smoke, that's between you and God. Somebody said if God wanted you to smoke, he'd turn your nose upside down like a chimney where the smoke went out like that. I don't know. You can do whatever you want to. That's between you and God, but not at God's house. Listen, it's a disgrace. It is a disgrace. It's a disgrace that a restaurant's got higher standards than a church house does. When you can't, listen, brother, when you can't smoke in a restaurant and got ashtrays in the house of God, somebody's gone wrong somewhere. I heard the other day, there's restaurants won't let you work on them if you got a tattoo. You got to keep your tattoos covered up. There's restaurants that won't let a boy work in them with an earring in his ear. I thought, Lord, that they know that people shy away. They got higher standards than the church house does. You ought to be respectful. You ought to show some respect to God's house. Listen, we worked our fool heads off on this. We sat in here, I've got a headache right now from staying up. For God's sake, let's take care of it. Let's teach our kids to respect what God's given us. Amen? No kids can be in the nursery unless they're 3 years old or younger. Not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not your little blessed sweetheart. If some of you parents don't sue something with some of your little sweet, you know what some of you parents' problem is? Some of you are so protective over your little angel that your little angel's going to grow up and be mean as a devil. It ain't going to hurt your little angel to go in the class where she's supposed to go. Or your little boy to go in the class. It ain't going to kill him. Listen, when I went to school, I went in the second grade when I was supposed to be in the second grade. I went to third grade when I was supposed to be in the third grade. I went to fourth when I was supposed to. It ain't going to hurt kids to give them a little structure in their life and put them where they're supposed to be. I know. Well, I ain't going to say that. Somebody's kin folks. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. It's a shame when kids dictate to their parents. You say, well, Brother Danny, that just hurts my feeling. You like that old woman I was talking about smoking a minute ago. They asked that one old woman, she said, they said, Grandma, what does that verse of Scripture mean that says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? She said, if that don't mean going to ball games on Sunday, I don't know what it means. I asked that one old woman, they said, Grandma, you think it's sin to smoke? She said, I sure do. If anybody burn something taste that good, I'll go to hell. We need a new respect. Amen. Amen. We need a new respect. I want to say also tonight, we need a new commitment to worship. Boy, I liked it when it was getting good. It's getting good in here a few minutes ago. It was just, if a two or three more people would have obeyed God here a minute ago, I wouldn't even be preaching right now. We'd be just shouting it out. Getting ready to go to McDonald's. Say, ice cream, cure my headache. I'm in no shape to be leaving for a week of camp. You don't get no sleep at camp. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. If everybody in here had obeyed God a few minutes ago, we'd have been shouting and crying right now, hugging necks. But two or three of you, I saw God dealing with you, and you held back. You held back. You held back. And you thought, the devil said, now, if you go get right, you know what you're going to have to do. If you go get right, you're going to have to quit doing this. If you go get right, you know what you're going to do. And you gave in to the devil and didn't obey him. We need some new worship. Listen, brother, I mentioned to God, we need to respect God's house, but we ain't about to get stiff. We ain't nowhere near it. If you think I'm going to dry up and stand up here and just quote Scripture because we got a nice church, brother, and I don't believe in you, you've got another thing coming, brother. Listen, brother, I've done been this way too long, amen? I like the old-time religion, amen? I like old-fashioned singing, preaching, praying, shouting. I'm telling you, this is the quietest world we're ever going to live in. Might as well get used to it now. Might as well just enjoy God down here. Man, it feels good to be saved tonight. Boy, it feels good to be in the new building. My Lord, have mercy. Right in my mind right now, I can see that boy putting this gun with a nail gun. And I can see Dana gluing that carpet down. And I can see them boys working on this and Mr. Tim staining this and them covering that pew and Brother James and them working on them posts and all that kind. I can see it all in my mind. Thank God, the Bible said, when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Get down a little bit, brother. Down just a hair, please. We need a new respect. We need a new respect. We ain't dying out. We need a new worship. We still believe in shouting. We still believe in the old-fashioned web worship. We need a new commitment. We need a new commitment to the Lord. This is a great time to make a new commitment. It would be a great time to say, God, new building, I'm going to start out right. I'm going to come to Sunday school. I'm going to get me, like you do in some of these other places, get me some surveillance cameras. And I ain't going to let y'all know where they're at. I about pitched a fit this morning. Can I say this again, men? You don't just get it. If you're a bus worker, you're a Sunday school teacher, there's no reason for 25 men to be standing outside during Sunday. I don't understand why you would get up and get ready to come to church and stand outside. That's demons telling you to do that, and you don't even realize it. Listen, if we was giving away $100 bills, you wouldn't be standing outside. If we was giving away free steak, you'd be down right here at the front of the line. Listen, what we had in Sunday school was better than $100 bills and better than steak. And brother, I don't understand the mentality of people who deliberately stay in the bed and say, we don't go to Sunday school, we just mosey over to preaching service. I don't understand that. I don't get that. I never have been able to understand. What we've got in Sunday school is so valuable that everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. We need a new commitment to the things of God. Lord have mercy, people. What in the world wrong with people? And then they worry about how come I can't make it, and how come my marriage is falling apart, and how come I can't pay my bill, and won't even come to church. Wednesday night, we'll all be gone, you know. 60 of us will be gone to camp. And the list is growing. But boy, you better be here. Amen. You better be here. I'll have Mighty Mike preaching. No, he's going to be with us. Amen. I don't know. I guess Miss Sue will have to preach. I don't know. You'll be sure and want to hear that, wouldn't you? She could bless you out a lot better than I am right now. I promise you that. Ask brother. I better not say that. I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen, we need a new commitment. You got this on video, right, Brother Fred? We need a new commitment. We need a new commitment. I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but we're being invaded. Don't take this wrong. I don't consider myself a prejudiced person. Prejudice means prejudicial. That's what it means. It means you prejudge something before you know the facts. Prejudicial. That's what the word means. That means you judge somebody based on just what you hear about them or the color of their skin or something like that. And that ain't right. I don't want nobody judging me just because I'm from the South and I'm white. But I'm going to tell y'all something. It's getting spooky in this country. I travel a lot, and just this ain't been happening but the last few, about 2 years. Every convenience store, every motel, them people's taking over it, brother. Muslims. It's no accident they're running all the stores. Don't get me wrong, they have as much right to buy stores as I do. Amen? As long as the person will do right and obey the law, they have as much right. Don't you dare go out here and say, he's against me. I didn't say I ain't against nobody because they're from another country. And I don't care if somebody in China, Japan, that's what my daddy said. I don't care if somebody from Japan moves in here. But I'm going to tell you something. That's where they say it out in the country. But I'm going to tell you, brother, it's spooky. The other day I went in a store in Old Fort when I went to see my mom, got some gas, $4 and something a gallon. And I walked in there, and this guy running it, I'm telling you, some weird people. I can go into a motel with my eyes closed and tell when they're there. And I'm not saying it's wrong for them to do that. If they want to do it, that's their business. That's fine. But their philosophy is overrunning this country. And we've got a bunch of idiot liberals in this country. They think if we'll be nice to the terrorists, that we'll all be friends and they won't bomb us no more. They say, George Bush messed everything up, we bombed. And I don't know if he did or not. I don't know if he done the right thing or not. I thought he did, but now I don't know if he did or not. I don't know between him and God. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. Then me and that guy got into it. I always tell him, I say, Jesus loves you. Some of those women, I can't understand what they're saying. I said, Jesus loves you. They say, huh? I said, Jesus loves you. That's what I said. I go like that. Yeah. They said, oh, I got you. Now. I told this guy, I said, Jesus loves you. You know, they said, if you marry one of them women's got them red dots on their head, that's so you can scratch that dot off, see if you win a motel or a convenience store. That's awful, though. You shouldn't say that. That ain't right. I thought, but anyway, anyway, listen, I told this guy, I said, you know, Jesus loves you. And he said, yeah. He said, oh, yeah. I said, you're a Christian? He said, oh, we believe. He was trying to tell me that Jesus and Allah, he said, they're all the same. That's what they're taught to tell us, but that ain't what Islam teaches. Islam, I got proof on this pulpit right here. If I had time to read it tonight, I'm gonna tell you something, brother. Islam don't believe they're all the same. The Quran teaches. Every Muslim says this three times a day. Point toward Mecca. They're supposed to. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His prophet. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His prophet. You say, well, that's just their name for our God. No, it is not. Our God's name is not Allah. Our God's name is Jehovah. You didn't even have to, listen, you didn't even have to preach this 10 years ago in this country. Something's happened in the last 2 or 3 years. We are being overtaken. The enemy is moving in among us. I'd have never thought I'd seen the day when you went through Old Fort, North Carolina, and you couldn't even understand what people were saying. And our job, we're losing jobs in this country by the hundred. We ain't seen the effects of this $4 gas yet. It just went up in the last few weeks. We won't see the results of this till about Christmas. Because everything gets pushed up. Goody powders is $5 a box. The Lord is coming soon for sure. It used to be $3.26 at Walmart. Over $5. So when gas goes up, you check everything at the store. Grapes, apples, milk, candy bars, everything. And who pays it? Who winds up paying for it? The common people. You know what they do in communist countries? The common class gets wiped out. Everybody's either real, real rich and they can make it, or real, real poor and the government takes care of them. The common man gets wiped. The common man bears the burden for everything. And that's where the pressure, that's where me and you fit in. And brother, we need a new commitment. We need a new commitment. I told this guy, I said, you can't believe both. I said, you believe the Koran? He said, yeah. I said, you believe the Bible? He said, oh yeah. I said, what about where they contradict and disagree with each other? He said, they don't disagree. I said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He said, that's your interpretation. I didn't interpret it. I quoted it. I didn't interpret nothing. I didn't say this means this, this, this. I said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I didn't interpret it. I quoted it. He said, well, that's just your belief. I said, well, if He's the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody can come through Him, then He can't go by Muhammad. And he said, well, history proved. He said, the Bible's been translated. You know, where's the original? Where's the original? I said, we don't have the original. He said, the Koran said, I said, you got the original Koran? He said, no. I said, of course you don't. We don't have the original. You don't have the original. He said, but history said, Jesus is. I said, well, who told you his? What history book? Who wrote the history book? How do you know the history books is right? Listen, a war is being waged on the mountains of North Carolina, the Bible Belt, like we've never seen before. You ought to hear some of the stuff Ralph Sexton has told of what's going on in Iceville and how the devil isn't. Where would you be if you was the devil? I mean, he's got New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, all them places. The devil's got his demons saying, get that spot right there. Get that spot right there. Western North Carolina, Northern Alabama, Eastern Tennessee. Get that little spot. Get that Bible Belt. Unhook the buckle. Let's get rid of the Bible Belt. That's what the devil. We need a new commitment. Need a new commitment. Tonight, we need a new commitment. Boys, all you young boys, boys going to camp this week, teenage girls, we need a new commitment. You hear it all the time on TV. You hear it all. It's still wrong for you to drink alcohol. It's still wrong for you to take illegal drugs and alter your sense. Anything. I don't care if it's, I ain't naming no more drugs. I'm not good at that. Anything that messes up your judgment and impairs your thinking is not something you need to be fooling with. God gave those things for medicine, and they're to be used as medicine only. Man, I got mad as fire the other day. Somebody, you know, Marion, they're getting ready to have this liquor by the drink boat for the restaurants so they can go in there and get drink and then run down the highway and hit somebody and kill them. And there's enough already. And all the preachers preaching about it on the radio. And people say, well, what's the red people's going to drink anyway? People, you might as well. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. And I wanted to preach a sermon, put it on the radio, Marion, or put it in the newspaper. I say, look, you see these signs all over Marion that says, shop local. Come to Marion, spend your money. We want your business. They want our business, but they won't want our votes. They want us to come to Marion and shop, but we can't vote. Don't work both ways, brother. All the people in the county, oh, you get to say, okay, we'll go to Hickory. We'll go to Iceville. They're always saying, shop local, shop local. We don't need you to go off in these other places. We have good restaurants. Everybody all right? Say, well, bless God, let us vote then. You know why they can't vote? Because if they let the whole county vote, it won't turn out the way they want it to turn out. Amen? Tell them all up there I said that. I've said it before. Whole page in the newspaper. They got into it. Teachers at the high school discussed my sermon. Discussed might be a better word. They discussed my sermon on the radio. I put a sermon in there on radio called The Curse of Booze. And I put it in the newspaper, and we bought a full page. They put the whole thing in the newspaper. Man, it stirred up more. Problem, because in the Bible, there's two types of wine. There's fermented and non-fermented. Grape juice. Isaiah 65 verse 8 talks about the fruit of that grape is called wine in the Bible. It ain't this stuff you buy in the stores. Well, don't show your ignorance and say Jesus drunk that kind of wine they sell in the stores out here. Don't show your ignorance. You don't know the Bible and you're making an excuse for doing what you want to do. We need a new commitment. Amen. We need a new commitment. We need a new desire. And I'm through tonight. I know some of you are really... You done tired of looking at the new building, I guess. You say, okay, now I see it, Brother Danny, let's go. But we need a new desire. We need a new desire. Do you desire tonight to know the Lord? Do you desire tonight, is there something inside you that wants to know God? I believe they are. You wouldn't be here tonight. There's got to be. There's got to be something in almost everybody in here, unless your parents made you come. You want something from God or you wouldn't be here tonight. But I tell you what your problem is. Your problem, same problem I've got. This flesh overpowers that. A girl told me one time, she said, Brother Danny, I want to do right, but I want to do wrong. What's wrong with me? I said, nothing. You just described the Christian life perfect. There's part of you that wants to do right. There's part of you that just is mean as a snake. Am I telling the truth? We need a new desire. Amen. We've done had a couple of invitations. Y'all come on. Musicians, Brother Jason.